The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, more so than in other industrialized nations.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled The Paradoxical Nature of Things in Seattle, Washington, USA in April 1993.
Therefore, if we're still in this stage, we must recognize that we have to give up that. Therefore, a sage say that a wise man become like an ignorant man, because he doesn't know anymore that he is a saint, that he has any difference between himself and the ignorant man. Understand? Then he does think very naturally. He does like the common man, but the knowledge within him is not common. Nevertheless, he is so used with his knowledge, he merges in it, he becomes one with this super knowledge, the central intelligence of all beings, that he doesn't feel the separation between himself and heaven. Understand? That is when you reach true sainthood or Buddhahood. If you are allergic to sainthood, then get Buddhahood instead. Second one, give up kindness, renounce morality, and men will rediscover filial piety and love. Isn't that paradoxical? But when we come to think deeply about it, it is not. Give up kindness. What is it? Everyone tell us to be kind. Yes, to treasure kindness. And then he said, give up kindness. And everyone tells us to be moral, to keep morality. And he say, give up morality. What does he mean? Is he the teacher of the outer path? Is he a heretic? Is he an atheist? Huh? What do you think? Is he? Yes or no? No, I guess not, huh? Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Kindness. As long as we still recognize kindness as kindness, we are still very much active within the domain of the intellect or the mind, the worldly recognition. Only when we truly be in the kindness, understand, be in self the kindness, and not I extend the kindness to you, then we truly being kind, without knowing, without thinking, without analyzing that, oh, I am very kind at the moment. I am super. I am very moral. Understand? Therefore, I have told you to keep the precepts. And at the first instance, you argue, why? Why do I have to keep the precepts? I'm already very good. Yes. Why do we have to keep the rules if we want to be liberated, etc., etc.? And I have told you already, if you drive the car all over the places, you'll be caught by the police and you'll get trouble. If you drive within the limit of the traffic law, you will reach your destination very fast without harming yourself and anyone. The rules are helpful. Yeah? That's fine. If we want to be free, we have to keep the discipline. That's the law of the universe. Is that right? For example, if we want to be free from jail and all the punishment from national order, we have to keep the law of that nation, right? Otherwise, we will not be free. Even though the law seems restricted, but then if we don't keep them, we are not free. That's the very true and the very paradoxically true. So therefore, if I tell you to keep the precepts, that is the way to freedom. That is the way to go over the precepts, to go into the non-precepts level of understanding, to be above or good and bad. Yes. Therefore, to keep the precepts, to know kindness, to go above it, it would be the best. First we know kindness, we try to learn kindness, but later we have to forget kindness. Because we'll be so used with kindness, we are one with kindness. We are just kindness. How can the sun recognize itself as a sun, as a good, a giver of all life? Understand? Therefore, that's it. Be like the sun. That's the way of Tao Te Ching. It's the way of give up kindness. The kind of intellectual kindness, the kind of learned kindness, limited kindness, that you know that you are kind. Just like when we were in the primary school, we know 2 and 2 make 4, 4 and 6 makes 10. And we have to add it up. We have to write the number down and put the calculation in order to know it. But when we reach a high school, or when we grow up and we pass over it, and when we just talk on the telephone and we take 4 and 5 together and we know immediately, we don't even have to look at the number to know that is. Yeah? When we go to buy some flowers and we can talk to friends, we take 2 and 5 together, or 4 and 6 and give it to him and know that is 10. Because we are already so used to it. Therefore, kindness in the beginning, it's necessary to learn if we have forgotten. But after, we have to realize that kindness is our own nature, and therefore there's nothing to boast about it. If we boast about that, it is still alien to us. Yeah. If we don't boast about it, if we know we are true kindness, I have nothing to talk about. Just like the sun. Yeah. And renounce morality. Yeah, the 5 precepts. The 5 precepts. First you keep them and you think it's great. And first you argue, but then you say, all right, if you say I have to keep them, I keep them. Just because I want to get initiation, you force me. All right, I try to keep them. Later you realize that it's very necessary, and ultimately you realize it is the way of life. It's the true way of life, the correct way of life. There's nothing to talk about. It should have been like that in the beginning of the time, immemorial. Therefore, renounce morality means do not feel proud that you are very moral and you keep the 5 precepts and look down upon others, because they have God within themselves. Even then, if they've forgotten, that doesn't mean they are very bad. Yeah? They have forgotten. They've gone to a little bit sideways, but eventually they will come back to the big highway, because that is the only road that they could reach home. The last part of the journey, you see? Eventually, from all roads, they will go back to that road. So we don't worry, all right? If we are already on the right road, we keep it. So the 5 precepts, the moral standard, the vegetarian diet, are just the memoir of what we are at the moment, that we should keep onto that road and not to sidetrack. See? Other people, they sidetrack. That's their problem. But we already on the road, we keep on. That's it. That's all. There's nothing to talk about it. You shouldn't be proud when you are on the right highway to go home. If already somebody told you that's the way to go home, and you know the way to go home, and you're on the way to go home, what is it to be proud of? Therefore, renounce morality, the way we think it is, but be morality. Merge in morality. Be one with everything that good, noble, and virtuous. Because we are that noble, good, and virtuous. Understand? Yes. Suppose a man who graduate and became a medical doctor. Yeah? Should he go around all the time and thinking and feeling proud of being a doctor? Or telling everybody that he met on the street that I am a medical doctor. Don't you know it? Understand? He got used to it and he just do his job very normally. And besides being a doctor, he also be a husband, a father, or a good friend, yeah? Or a golf player, a top athlete, or whatever, okay? Yes. Therefore, we are practicing the way of Buddhahood or sainthood, but we are also being a husband, wife, or a good friend. Yeah? Or doing whatever we do in our world, apart from that. So no big deal about being a saint. If you are a saint, it's fine. You should be a saint. We all must be saint anyhow, because we came from sainthood. We are the children of God. We are the Buddha's children. All scriptures stated that you are Buddha's children. You are the children of God, right? Therefore, we should be saint anyhow, from the beginning of our time. We were saint before we were born. So why not after we were born, we just stop being a saint? That should be funny. Understand? Huh? For example, a prince who were a prince within the womb of the queen, of the mother, and suddenly he was born and he's no longer a prince. Wouldn't that be funny? Huh? That's the tragic situation with us. Before we were born, we were saint, and after we were born, we forgot that we were saint. So, to be a saint or to return to sainthood is nothing big deal. It is like that, it's already there. If you've forgotten, then I remind you, that's all. Or someone else reminds you. Therefore, once we became used to with kindness, or we return to our own true nature, which is kindness, which is morality, which is virtues, then we are just normally become filial, yeah? Become kind, become loving, you see? Yeah. Just for example, yesterday some of the Vietnamese have told us some story of their children. First, they were not very filial, right? One of the women say her daughter give her just a pot of flour and say, here is my symbol of gratitude for your kindness that you have raised me up and give me education to a high school, and from today our family tie is finished. Just like that. Yes. Yeah. But then after she read my books and she watch my videotape and hear my teaching, she turned back to the family and became a filial daughter. Understand? And get enlightenment and become different. Many of the couples came to me and said, before our family just like strangers, you know, I and my wife just be together but we don't know what to do with each other. Even though we had two children. Yes, sometimes children came as accident to the parents. Without they know the parents' responsibility and love. That's why some of the family broke up or became very estranged to each other. Yeah. But after they know our teaching and get initiation, they say, wow, their family became super happy. They never know such happiness of family life before. And that's the way it should be. Understand? That's why he say, give up kindness, renounce morality, and men will rediscover filial piety and love. Rediscover. That means we already have this kind of quality. It's just being too busy with outer appearances of this world, and we have forgotten our own goodness. Therefore, if they have given up all this pretentious nature of goodness, and they will merge within their true goodness again. Yeah? The morality and everything will come by itself. Because we are like that. Sometimes we're too busy with the pretending nature, pretentious way of a social politeness or goodness, that we have forgotten that we originally are truly good, truly moral, truly virtuous. Understand? That's it. For example, if a man or a woman who wear the wetsuit, and then thinking that is his own, he is very busy, really trying to make up on top of the oxygen mask, or on top of the painting, on top of the plastic cover, then he forgot that his own skin is more beautiful than that. If he keep putting, if you see the suit is so black, and then he tried to paint some powder or some painting on it to make it white, and trying every day, busy like that, yeah, and try to adjust the nose of the oxygen mask, okay, it become better. Is this useless? Yeah, and he forgot that if he just take that away, and the skin, the face will appear beautiful the way it was, the way it should be, because the woman was like that. The nature is like that, okay? So, the third must do is give up ingenuity, renounce profit, and bandits and thieves will disappear. So the sense means that we should be ourselves. We should be true to ourselves. We should not be playing theater, and playing polite, playing good, playing virtuous, while inside our volcanoes is boiling with 1,000 degrees of heat. Okay? Renounce profit means we have to do things without wanting return, without wanting reward. If everyone amass wealth to himself all the time and work only for wealth without realizing the use of property, then we only invite trouble. We invite bandits and thieves come to our house. We earn a lot of money. I myself earn a lot of money, but I don't worry, because my money never sits still. Understand? One of the newspaper journalists came this afternoon. I had a conference with the earthly angel. So the earthly angel came and asked me many questions, of course. And one of the questions is, Master, at the moment you don't build any temples, yeah? And don't make any building for like normal temple or church. People, our listeners are interested to know whether you will build one in the future or some in the future. I said, yes, yes, if I have extraordinary lot of money, of course I will. And if I have enough time also. But as you know, our money never sits still. As soon as I accumulate some money, and then here come the volcano broke down in Philippines, I come a flood disaster in China, or the flood in Vietnam, or the earthquake somewhere, you understand? And then the money just flies with our wings. Then gone with the wind. Yeah. Or the disciples just begged me to go to them here and there and giving lecture, and so, and so the money also go with the aeroplane ticket, fly with the aeroplane ticket, etc. Yeah, and go into the extra overweight equipment. Yeah. So I don't think I will ever had a chance. I'll have time to build the temple that you so interested to see or ask. Yeah, so she says she understood. She's a very good girl. Yeah, she's very beautiful, very peaceful, and she understood everything I said. Anyhow, and she was one of the would-be disciples, so no wonder. Okay, she say she doesn't have any question and no doubt about the master. It's just that being a journalist, and she was dispatched here to ask me. So I said, do your duty. Yeah, you are there to report to people what is true, good, and beneficial to the readers. You have to do your noble job. So ask anything you want. So of course she asked me many questions. A very intelligent soul. Where have we gone so far? Oh yeah, thieves and bandits. They only come as a warning from God. So do not always blame thieves and bandits for what the bad deeds they do. Look upon them as God's dispatched agents to do some bad job. Yes. Of course, in the hierarchy of the universe, we have many employees. Yeah? Some do manager, top executive. Some are president of the whole corporation. Some have to do manual labor, yeah, and taking care of garbage, and some running errands and things like that, okay? So sometimes thieves and bandits are there to remind us that the properties never are ours. Even if they don't take them away, God will, death will, disaster will, or our own stupidity will. Yes, right?
Thank you for spending the time with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again tomorrow for part 3 of The Paradoxical Nature of Things. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next on Supreme Master Television, right after Noteworthy News. May your days be filled with an abundance of heaven's loving grace and blessings.